Rabosai, we have a very exciting halacha here in the laws of Shechita and its relationship to Avodah Zarah. And the reason why it's so exciting to me is because, in a sense, it like overlaps, it joins together Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kodshin. And this is called Machashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah. That's actually the title of the essay. And in Kodshim, what this means is, in the laws of Pigel, or Chutzus Mano Chutzum Komo, there are four Avodos, and he has in mind when he does one Avodah, that he'll do the other Avodah, Chutzus Mano Chutzum Komo, or whatever the case may be. So we're not going to study the details of Shechitas Kodshim, but there's going to be a major sugya in two places, in Chulin and in Zvachim, recording a machlokas between Beis Hillel and between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the question of Machashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah. He has Machshava Poseles, but he doesn't have a Machshava Poseles for that particular Avodah that he's involved in now, but he has a Machshava Poseles for another Avodah. I mean, classically what that means is Zrika, so he's at the point of Shechita, and he has in mind that at the time of Shechita he's going to be Zorik the Dam, Chutz L'Mkomo, or Chutz L'Zmano. So every carbon has its allotted time for Zrika Sadam, and he has in mind that he's going to be Zorik Chutz L'Zmano. Same thing in Chutz L'Mkom. So that's a sugya in Masechta Chulin, and you'll see this on the third line of your essay. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, who says L'Chumra that Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah. So in parentheses, he gives you a little bit of a background. He says that at the time of one Avodah, he has in mind to complete the other Avodah for the sake of, again, we can have this both in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, and also, as we said, the paradigm case is in Kodshim, for the sake of Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mkomo, let's say the Zrika is going to be Chutz L'Mkomo, Chutz L'Zmano. Okay. By the way, you know, you always have to know in Kodshim what is considered essential to the Avodah. So like say, for example, we have what's called Aktoras Haimurim, and there are dinim of Zman, limitations of time, even for the Aktoras Haimurim. Now, the Aktoras Haimurim is not one of the four Avodos. And what would be if at the time of the Zrika, or for that matter, time of the Shechita, he has in mind that it'll be Makter the Murim, Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mkomo. Or, for example, this in certain Karbonis, you have something called Shvichas Shirayim, right? So what you do is, you do the Zrika, and there's a certain minimum amount of Dam that needs to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and the balance of that Dam is called Shirayim. That has to be poured onto the Soda Mizbeach. That's also a kind of Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah, if, for example, he has in mind that he'll do the Shvicha Shirayim in the wrong place, and is that considered a critical Avodah? You could even talk about the two Mizbechos, right? So you have the Mizbech HaPrimi and the Mizbech HaChitzon, and what happens if he has in mind that he's going to be Zorik the Dam on the other Mizbeach, so he goes from the Primi to the Chitzoni, or vice versa. All these different cases of various permutations of Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah. The original machlokes about Mechashvim Me'avodah L'Avodah is with regard to Avodah Zarah. And I don't have to tell you that the idol worshippers would very much imitate our karbonos, our avodah. And he has in mind, it could be he's being commissioned by a guy for this, that he is going to worship an idol, a deity, through this karbon. This karbon is going to serve for idolatry. He does the shechita, and he has in mind that the zrikas adam will be done for the sake of idolatry. Or the haktaras haemurim, or the haktaras habasar, will be put on one of their mizbechos, you know, kaviyachal, one of their altars. So that's what you'll see here in parentheses. He says, Chishev b'shas avoda achas, almanas lasos avoda acheres l'shem akum, for the purpose of avoda zorah, harezem, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is harezem kimechashe b'avoda rishona l'shem akum. It's as if he was shechting for the purpose of serving the deity. That's not what he had in mind. Reish Lakish would say, wait a minute, he had in mind that the shechita was a regular shechita. He had in mind that later on, when he gets to the zrika, that's when he's going to use this dam from this behema. He'll use that to serve the deity. So that's going a machshava from one avoda to another avoda. Udalok Reish Lakish. So if somebody could be kind enough, because I'm a little bit limited here, to open up a Gemara in Chulin, if you have access to Gemara in Chulin on Daf Lamed Tes, and you'll try to see if you can find on Lamed Tes the Gemara's Itmar, the Gemara has a Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is the Machmir, and Reish Lakish is the Mekir. In a minute we'll see that we paskin l'chumra like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's going to have implications as far as the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Yoredei Siman Dalid in the case of Shechitas Chulin. Now, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? I'm not talking about the lumbus of the machlokes, you know, b'maiko miflegi, the yesod haplugta, but I'm talking about the nafkemina. What is the scope of the machlokes? So for this, we'd have to learn a Tosis in Chulin, and Tosis comes up with a major chiddush. And he says the following, that the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is only about what we call takroves avodah zarah. Let me explain. When we're talking about the avoda as avoda zara, which means that the shochet is going to be put to death for violating avoda zara, says Tosis Kuli Amalo Pligi, even Reish Lakish agrees, and we'll soon see how the Gemara knows this based on the Tosis, that he's chayav misa. That has nothing to do with mechash v'me'avoda l'avoda. His intention is to serve the idol. Whether he serves the idol with the shechita, with the zrika, is irrelevant. He wants to dedicate this shechita for the honor of the deity so that he can get the dam from the shechita and use it for zrika l'shem avoda zara. That's kuliyama lo pligi. Kosvu atosvis, if you have it inside, Sha'af Reish Lakish Modeh, Reish Lakish didn't deny the Chai of Misa. And Tosvis bases this not on the Sugin Chulin, because when you learn Chulin, you say the Reish Lakish holds Ein Mechash from Yavoda Lavoda. It sounds like his Machshava is completely irrelevant, it doesn't register at all, because he's not having a machshava about the shechita. His machshava is about a different avoda. And Reish Lakish says, "Ein machash from avoda l'avoda." But Tosis has another sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin, and that sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin compares machash from avoda l'avoda to the case of mishtach v'lahar. And in the case of mishtach v'lahar, this halacha that there's no Isra Avodah Zarah Chal on Mechubah Lekarka. Obviously a har, there's no greater, more profound example of Mechubah Lekarka until Og Melech HaBoshen comes along. Is therefore, you might think that since there's no takrovas avodah zarah, which means that the object which he's worshipping does not become prohibited, because as we indicated, there's no chalos isa takrovas avodah zarah and mechubar lekarka, so the har itself is not in any way osur banah. Is you might think, therefore, his avodah is not an avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, no. We have a Yalfuso. We're going to derive conclusively that he is considered an Ovid Avodah Zarah, despite the fact that there's no Takrovis Avodah Zarah. Says Tosvis, the Gemara compares that to Reish Lakish. The man shechted for the purpose of a Zrika Lavodah Zarah. Reish Lakish holds Ein Mechashvim Avodah Levodah, meaning that there's no Iser Takrovis Avodah Zarah in the Basar itself. The Basar is Mutter Bana, and it doesn't take on the status of a Cheftzim Avodah Zarah, which is called Cherem Hu Lashem, right? The Torah says that an object that's worshipped is called Cherem. It's Aser Bana. And Reish Lakish is willing to separate two dinim over here. They're not interdependent. You don't assume that if the takrovis will be asur b'taras avodah zarah, then the oved is chayev. And if the takrovis is not chal, and there's no iser in the cheftza, then the gavra is not chayev as an oved. No. We're going to prove from har that these are two independent dinim. There's one question about the takroves. There may be any number of reasons why the takroves is not cherem. It's not also about no. For lo chal bo din avodah zarah. But yet, the oved has implemented a full-fledged maisa of avodah zarah, and he's chay for that avodah zarah. That's what we're going to prove from the case of oved lahar, mishtach velahar, dahar mutar, the oved Chayev Misa, he's Chayev Sayef Bitoras, Oved Avodah Zarah. So now we go back to Reish Lakish. The Gemara assumes that Reish Lakish now would agree that as far as the Avodah of Avodah Zarah and the Chayev Sayef is Mechashvim Avodah Avodah, that at the time that he has in mind, B'Shashchita, that he'll do a Zrika for Avodah Zarah, he's definitely Chaya for Avodah Zarah. Even according to Reish Lakish, you'll ask me the Kash Reish Lakish holds that there's no Iser in the Basar, and the Basar doesn't have the status of Takrovis Avodah Zarah. Hine, ani mochiach lecha, I'll prove from the case of Mishtach V'lahar that even if there's no Din, there's no Chal Hashem, Takrovis of Avodah Zarah in the Cheftza, nevertheless, there is a Chiv Sayef for the Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's the sheet of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan went a step further. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechashim Me'avodah L'Avodah, in a very complete sense. And therefore, the Avodah of the Shechita now generates an Isa Takrovis Avodah Zarah in the Basar. Let's read it inside. He says the following. Hine Kosva Tosvis. The afresh lokish mode the chayv miso kimavur b'sanhedrin. Midi dahavi amishtachve. The Gemara makes the equation. And that language of midi dahavi is in the Gemara itself. It's not in Tosus. It's in the Gemara. Midi dahavi. The Gemara quotes Reish Lakish and proves that Reish Lakish is mode that he's chayv miso in the case of mechashmi avodah l'avodah. Reish Lakish holds that the Basar itself is not a cheftza of avodah zarah. Doesn't bother me. Be the havi amishtach v'lahar, dahar mutar ve'ovdo b'sayif. Lo pligi el inyanim abehem asura midin takrovis avodah zarah lo. The whole nafkamina between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan is about the status of the basar. Is the basar considered takrovis avodah zarah? There was no Zrikas Adam for Avodah Zarah. There was only a Machshava at the time of the Shechita. Rav Moshe, this is an important point. I mean, again, this is Dabar Pashut, but I just want to make sure we're all clear about this. L'maisa, he wasn't Zorek the Dam L'shem Avodah Zorah. I mean, that for sure is not an issue. We're talking about a case where he had a machshava, his plan at the time of Shechita was for the sake of Zrikas Hadam L'avodah Zorah. He never actually implemented his plan. Would the Basar now be Takrovis Avodah Zorah? Was this Basar actually offered up, if I can use that term, as a sacrifice for Avodah Zorah? Well, the Shechita was not done for the sake of Avodah Zorah. The Shechita was done for the sake of Zrika L'shem Avodah Zorah. There never was a Zrika for Avodah Zorah. So there's no way that you can tell me that this Basar was ever sacrificed. There was never an official Avodah that was done for Avodah Zorah. Because we might have shot. The Shechita wasn't done for the sake of Avodah Zorah. And the Zriki never did. Or he did it L'shem, I don't know what, but not L'shem Avodah Zorah. And therefore, Reish Lakish says that as far as the Basar is concerned, there's no Chal Shem Iser of Takrovus of Avodah Zorah, because there never was a Takrovus for Avodah Zorah. As far as did he do an Avoda, I'll say Balabatish, did he do something in honor of the Avoda, of this deity? The answer is that Reish Lakish has to agree that yes, his Shechita was also in honor of the deity, because he was planning to use the Zrika Saddam, right? There's no Zrika without Shechita, and he was planning to use the Zrika Saddam to be Ovid Avodah Zorah. So the Shechita itself was part of a worship of Avodah Zorah in the broadest sense. And now the Gemara says it's Midi Dehavi Mishtach V'Lahar. Reish Lakish is compared to Mishtach V'Lahar. The Har itself is outside the parameters of being Takrovis Avodah Zorah, for the technical reason that's Mechubar LeKarka. So anybody who wants to go mountain climbing on that Karka, excuse me, on that Har, is welcome to do so. Not during these times, but... And there's no dinner visa on the Har. But as far as the Oved is concerned, the Gemara says, in the case of Mishtach V'Lahar, he did Ashtach V'Lahar, he worshipped the mountain, and therefore he's Chayav Misa Sayah, for worshipping the mountain. And the Gemara makes that equation in the case of Shechita, where his mindset is that he's going to take the dam from the Shechita, and he's going to sprinkle it as a Mice of Avodah Zorah. So Rav Salvechik is very, very perplexed by this analogy. Yesh litmoa. What is the Gemara's analogy to Mishtach V'Lahar? Lo dami zel zel, akarv zel zel. Mishtach V'Lahar is mistaber shagavra chayv misa. Even though the har itself, he calls the behema, the har itself is mutter. But he did a full-fledged Avodah Zorah. I mean, he worshipped the mountain. You know, this is the mountain of I don't know which deity. And he bowed down to the mountain as part of his service to the mountain, to this deity. He certainly chayv misa. Feltnish, there's nothing missing, there's nothing lacking in his Avodah. Shaparika maisa avera l'Avodah Zorah. Fine. So there's a technicality in terms of the chefza here, this har, that the har is mechubar l'karka, ein bo tfisas yad ha'adam, and therefore the har remains mutter. But what does that have to do with the avoda? The avoda was a complete ishtach avor for the avodah zor for the har. Avol b'shochet amenas lizrokes adam liakum mistaber. And this is Reish Lakish's logic. To lo mikri ovid avodah zorah klal. Because again, a maisa avodah they didn't do. The shechita was not for the sake of the deity. Hindus. The Hindus worship animals. I don't know if that's still true today. I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. Not all Hindus, but... So, on the list of Avodah, for this particular animal, they don't have shechita. Shechita is not on the list. Shechita is a way of preparing for the actual cult, you know, the idol worship cult, the idolatry, which is Rika. So the Rav says, I understand Reish Lakish very well. Again, if not for the analogy of the Gemara, then Reish Lakish is going to argue, Ein mechashvi me'avodah la'avodah, means he's not an Oved Avodah Zara. Because his Shechita was not a Shechita of Avodah Zara. It just doesn't appear on the list of the cult. And it's not just the technicality that the Takrovis itself, the Basar Abeema, remains Mutter, according to Reish Lakish. It's much more far-reaching. It's the Avodah itself is not called an Avodah. So what is that? How is that comparable, analogous to the case of Mishtachve Lihar? Al Bishokar Amanan, Lizrokes Adam Lavodis Kochavim, Mishtabdul Mikri Oved Avodah Zara Klal, Lorakshain Isur Bechefza, the Takroves of the Basar, Elafilu Maisa Vodazor Leka. Whereas in the case of Mishtach Velahori, he has a full fledged Maisa Voda. Ulam, so the Rav says, I have to throw up my hands. Hagemara Hukshu Travayu La Dodi. I can't rewrite the text in the Gemara, that far I can't do. The Gemara makes an analogy between the two. So all I can do is, I can just simply derive some sort of mathematical conclusion and formulate a premise, which was not intuitive, but once we have the premise, the axiom, now we have to try to figure out why. How does it work? And that's what he writes here. Mizesha Gemara Hukshu Travayu La Dodi Mevuar Sha'af HaShochet Al Menas Lizrok Es Adam Lavodah Zarah. So the Rav wants to know, why is it that Shochet Almanas Lizrok Es Adam LaAvodah Zarah is equal to Mishtach VeLahar? It's an actual Maisa of Avodah Zarah. And in the next paragraph, Rav Soloveitchik is going to offer two approaches, two different answers to this question. We'll call it a Chakira with an Afkamina. Now again, I don't believe that the Rav in this next paragraph is going to tell you something that intuitively, you know, based on rational thinking, you would have come to that conclusion on your own. The Rav is just working, I think, on a mechanical level, and he's working with abstract definitions and principles. You know, how do you bridge the gap here between Shochet Lezriko, which means Mechashim Avodah Lezorah as a Maisa Avodah Zorah, and Mishtach V'Lahar. How do we bridge that gap? So he goes back to the Tosis, and Tosis asks the following question. What are you telling me? You're telling me that since he has in mind that he will be Zorik the Dam for the sake of Avodah Zarah, therefore he's chayev for the Shechita alone. How do you know for sure that he is so definite in his mind? Maybe he's, you know, thinking out loud, so to speak, but he's going to change his mind. Like, for example, the Gemara has, in many cases in Choshen Mishpah, we have something called Gemiras Das, that a person has an absolute decision that he wants to go through with what he's doing without any strings attached and any conditions. And the Gemara always vacillates back and forth. Did he make a Kenyan? Was it just Amira? Maybe it was just Amira. He'll have, you know, have in mind in his deeper recesses of his psyche that maybe he'll change his mind. He's not definite about it. You know, when do you see, at what point do you say a person is definite? When he prepares himself for the future. He says, Dilma Mimluch, maybe he'll decide, you know what? Let me think about this. You know, I don't know if it's such a good idea. Says Tosfos, the hacha keva di ovid maisa shchita al manas lizrok lo mimlech. We can assume that he has a definite das because he went through with this maisa. In other words, before he did the maisa shchita, he was vacillant. Should I take the dam and be zorikit? Is it worth the money that the guy is paying me? I don't know, whatever it is. Or should I not? Says Tosfos, once he took the law into his hands and he implemented the Maisa Shechita, that Maisa Shechita is clear-cut evidence that he made an absolute decision that he will be zorik the dam l'shem. Now we get to the inami of Tosfos, the second answer. The hacha afilu yadua bevadei shelo yizrok mikom kom chayav dechashiv ki oved avodazor b'shchita. Tosfos now has a whole revolution. Forget about whether he's going to be zorik to dam. Irrelevant. The shechita itself is considered a shechita l'avodah zara. Once he shechts it, al manas lizrok es adam li'avodas kochavim is choshiv ki avo veda u'avodah zara. The next two words of the credible b'shechita zu. We thought that the reason why he's chayev is because al shema asid, he's actively putting into action his scheme, his plan to be zorik the dam for avodah zara. Nay, forget about that, says Tosfos. The avodah zara in and of it, the shechita in and of itself is a mais avodah zara. So again, let's go over the Tosfos one more time, just conceptually. Tosfos is bad. You're going to be mechayev of him, Misa, because of his intention, at the time of the Shechita, he had an intention to be Zorik the Dam. How do you know that that's a fixed factor? You know, it's unchangeable. It's set in stone. Maybe he'll, he's in the mood now, but it's flimsy, it's not really so, and he'll change his mind. So what makes him chayev as an Oved Avodah Zara? The first answer Tosfos says that the Zrika makes him into an Oved Avodah Zara. Not the Zrika befall, but the fact that he has made an absolute decision that he will be Zorik the Dam. Where do we see this? Tosfos says, how do you know his decision is set in stone? The answer is the Shechita itself is a testimony that he will be Zorik the Dam. Now Tosfos backtracks. A whole new pshat. The reason why he's chayav as an over the zara is because of the shechita per se. The shechita al menas lizrok es adam is considered al pidin a maisav avodah zara. Hare shebira Tosfos svaras reish lakish betray anpi. Now it's a little bit confusing when he says Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says Ein Mechash from Avodah Zarah, and it's only Rabbi Yochanan. But as far as Avodah Zarah is concerned, Tosfos has already established that Reish Lakish has no argument against Rabbi Yochanan. He agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that the man is going to be put to death for Avodah Zarah, and we don't even have to come on to this whole new framework called Mechashmi Avodah Lizvora, as if this, the dam of this carbon was already brought for the sake of Avodah Zorah. Therefore the Basar is called Takroves Avodah Zorah. Reish Lakish rejects that, but he does agree that there's a full-fledged Chiyuv of Avodah Zorah here. So that's what he means that Tosfos is trying to explain Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no sweat, because Rabbi Yochanan says Mechashmi Avodah Lavodah, and it's as if he was Zorik the Dam. Ad kedei kach, that the Basar has the status of Takrovis Avodah Zorah. But Reish Lakish, who says that the takrovis is not chal, there was no zrika, and therefore there's no chalos takrovis. So he never really took this animal and offered it up for the avodah zarah. So why is he chayev as an ovid avodah zarah? And what are you going to tell me? Because intentions are fine. People have all sorts of nice intentions. Tosis gives two approaches. Treyanti. Number one, Daito Vamiroso Lizokas Adam Liakum Liakra Sias Maisa Shehekshir Veifsher Avodazoru Nechsheves Mitzad Atzmoke Avodazoru. So at this point, in the first approach of Tosis, we're all focused on Zrikas Adam. And Reish Lakish agrees that his Das is definitely a Das for the sake of Zrikas Adam. It wasn't just a scheme in his mind. It wasn't just a declaration that words are cheap. It was much more than that. It was a full-fledged decision, complete and total Gemira's Das, that he will be Zorik Adam L'Shem Akum. When he does an action that proves his intention, he's Chayav for Avodah Zarah. And why? Because that action is the preliminary stage for that avoda. And if at the preliminary stage of a Maisa HaMachshir, which makes it possible for him to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and that Maisa objectifies his Das in a way that absolutely convinces us, so to speak, in Merchot Kfulot, that he wants to worship Avodah Zarah, such a Maisa is now considered a Mechayiv Avodah Zarah. Again, what generates the Chiyuv is the Zrika. But we don't care one way or the other as to whether he does the Zrika. We want to know whether he did an Avodah to set up the Zrika. And at the time that he did that Avodah, he was absolutely committed to do the Zrika. If the absolute commitment to do that Zrika is inherent in the Avodah Machsheres, She'ifsher lo Lasos es HaZrika, then that Maisa is also considered a Maisa of Avodah Zarah. You know, I'm tempted to think, Rabbosai, that the first answer of Tosfos is more radical than the second teretz of Tosfos. Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, as a general rule, we always differentiate between a machshir and the maisa that comes out of the machshir. There are very few exceptions to that rule. For example, in Meleches Ochel Nefesh, again, it's a wild example. We shecht an animal for the sake of eating the basar. That's clearly a Meleches Ochel Nefesh. But if I sharpen the knife so that I can shecht the animal, that's called Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. That's not Mutter on Yontif. I mean, there is such an opinion. But let's say we hold, against Rav Elazar, we hold that Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is not called Ochel Nefesh. For example, a meal on Shabbos. Are we going to let him carry the Ismail through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for the sake of the Milah? I don't know. Esei Dochalos, I said, but not Machshiri Esei. We always differentiate between the Hechsher. The exception to the rule is building a sukkah, for example. That's a famous sugya in Masech Demakis, that when he builds a sukkah and he accidentally kills someone while he's building the sukkah, he's potter from Golos. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's only a Hechsher, the mitzvah. We have Allah that there's no Chiv Golos. If you, it's got to be Duvya the Chativas Eitzim, but not a mitzvah. The Gemara says, wait a minute, he's not involved in a mitzvah. He's building a sukkah. Why is he potter from Golos? And the Gemara says, no, here the Hechsher mitzvah is like the mitzvah itself. But even so, the Gemara has to prove that from a pasuk. It says, Tasa, right, Besukas, Shivas Yomim, Tasa Lechem Sukkas. So the building of the sukkah, the Yerushalmi says you make a bracha on building the sukkah. Anyway, I'm just pointing out that the first teretz of Tosfos to elevate the status of a Maisa Machshir, that since it sets up the possibility for a subsequent Maisa Voda, that itself elevates it to the status of a Voda Zorah, That's pretty revolutionary. Daitova miraso lizrokes adam li akum. In other words, after he does the action of shchita, the purpose of which is to be machshir ulafsher avodazu, to set up a possibility of being zorek the dam, that itself makes him into an oved avodazora. The machshir becomes like the maisa avodazora. It's as if he was zorek the dam. Oh, the second approach. In the second answer, Tosfos is etzem ma'isa shchita avinas lizrokes adam liakum nechsheves ki oved avodah zara. That the shchita itself is avoda. Aye, it's not on the official roster of this cult. You know, this is not one of the pulchan. You know, they have the pulas apulchan of Hinduism, mechvesmos. So that the galach could feel very good. He'll give the shechit over to so-and-so, and he'll do the rest of the avoda, right? He doesn't care, because midafnet hoven ha-shechit. You know, the shechit is not essential to the idol worship. But in halacha, the Torah is mechadesh, that this avoda of shechit is an avoda zara. Why? Because he has in mind that it will facilitate a subsequent avoda zara. That elevates the Avodah Zorah into the Shechita, into a Mice of Avodah Zorah. Shechita now becomes an Avodah Zorah. It's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about the four Avodos. That these four Avodos of Avodah Zorah, he's always going to be chayav for. And one of them is Shechita. And why? Because the Shechita, in his mind, is done for the purpose of Avodah Zorah. And if that Shechita is done for the ultimate purpose of serving the idol, the shechit itself is an avodah. So it's not like the first answer Tosa. First answer Tosa says that the machshir of Zrika is like the Zrika itself. He's made an absolute decision. He's implemented that decision to do the shechita for the sake of Zrika. Then we already anticipate the Zrika. The Zrika inheres in the shechita. In Yiddish we'd say, licked in them Zrika. Right? It's lying dormant, latent in the Shechita. The Shechita itself, in its latent form, is a Maisa Pa'ula of Avodah Zorah. Because latent in the Shechita is the ultimate Zrika. Not so in the second Teretz. Second Teretz Tosfos says, in Hilchas Avodah, if you want to classify and define Avodah in Avodah Zorah, Shechita is defined as Avodah Zorah. Why? Because he is doing it for the sake of Avodah Zorah. And if he's doing it for the ultimate sake of worshipping the idol, the Shechit itself becomes an Avodah Zorah. I'm telling you, this is mamish brilliant. I mean, I would have read this Tosfos 50 times without even scratching the surface on the depth of this Tosfos. Now, the Rav, in his next presentation here, in his next paragraph, wants to know what happens in a case of a shochet who has in mind some sort of form of Avodah Zorah. But it's not, you know, the official Zrika Saddam. Yesh la'ayim ha'adin b'shochet amanas lechol asaboso l'shem Avodah Zorah. I don't know exactly, you know, for this you have to really be an expert in the sociology, in the anthropology of idolatry. I never took anthropology in college. I don't know if you did. Anybody here take anthropology? Some people say that taking anthropology is as bad as taking Greek mythology in a literature course. It's much like learning Avodah Zorah. But be that as it may, apparently, when they took a piece of meat and they made a banquet about this meat, that was all part of the respect that they gave to honor the deity. Now the rabbi becomes very chassidish, and he says, "Almanas lasos rikud l'shem avodazar. We're going to make one of these dances. You know, reminds me of the Indian civilization. You know, back in the day. You know, we dance in front of the gods. So he does the shechita, and he's going to eat the basar for the honor of the gods, or he's going to do this dance for the honor of the gods. I don't know exactly how he holds the basar. He observes lirkod im basar. I don't know where he puts the meat, on the top of his head or underneath his arms or on his, I don't know exactly where he wears the meat. And this is the way he does it. But he has to shech the animal first. Ha'im chayev misal zeh. Odilma eno chayev elk sheyesh machsheves avodazor v'achas midalit avodos hakorban. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has an equation between the Dalet Avodos in Migdosh and Lahavdil, the Dalet Avodos in Avodazora, and those are four categories of Avoda that have a special status. So Lechora, this might depend upon the two definitions of Tosfos. If Tosfos is trying to be Machayev him for the ultimate Avoda that he has in mind to do, so maybe that's limited to the four avodos. But if we're saying that the shechita itself becomes an avoda, even though shechita is not in this case an avoda, but because he has in mind for the sake of avoda zora, then it could be that he's bichayim. V'nira bara de ledina de kaimel k'rab Yochanan shechal shem takrovas avoda zora shal ala basar holu mechashev avoda zora pshita dahainu dafka imu mechashev l'shem achas midalet avodas hakorban. So the original paradigmic source of Mechashvin is Kodshim in the Avodas HaKorbonos, which is called Avodas Pnim, is Legabi Machsheves Pnim, Dainu Machsheves Pigul, Lochal Isuzel Kshechishev Bidalid Avodas HaKorbon. So Machsheves HaPigul would have to come synchronized with one of the four avodos, and if Rabbi Yochanan is going to create a parallel in Takrovis Avodah Zorah, then he's going to have to be limited to these four avodos. V'chein nira lo megam l'deya beis b'tosvis, according to the second approach in Tosvis, that we're making the avoda into an Avodah Zorah. So that machshava to make the avodah zara into a ma'is avoda is, you know, those regulations limit you because you need a bona fide recognized avoda. It means that we're actually transforming this action into an action of Avodah Zorah, even though inherently it's not an action of Avodah Zorah, but he's doing it for the sake of honoring the deity. Is therefore nechsheves mitzad atzmo ka'ovid avodah zorah. Yesh makom l'stapik. He says here we have room to say that maybe that applies even to shar avodos, that he's giving respect and honor to this deity by shechting it for the sake of dancing with the meat. V'das no tedaf l'deyazu eino chayv misa. So he wants to say not so. So I'm also going to stop here. I assume that you have the second chapter here, which is called Beis, and that's going to take us back to the Shulchan Aruch about Shechitas Chulin, and we'll finish that now. If I can impose upon you, and I'm singling out Yosef here, I don't want you to be the culprit and everything should fall on you, but perhaps I could ask you to photocopy pages Pei Vav and Pei Zayin, you know, to do a scan, because this really opens up a whole new sugya, which is very relevant to so many areas in halacha. We're going to see it from one zavit, you know, from one perspective, in terms of Shechita, but it has tremendous ramifications in so many different sugyas, and that's called Ein Adam Ose Davar Sheni Shelo. So that's called Siman Chaf Aleph, right? Siman number 21. And I'll wait to hear from you. If it doesn't work out, then we'll try to find another way of getting this to you. And we want to study that. That's